Welcome back to the Behavioral Blueprint Podcast with your host, Solana. I am so happy to even have the inspiration to even speak to anyone that is listening today. If you didn't know, today's my birthday. I am officially 21. I don't think I ever expected that to come out of my mouth at all because I put a lot of pressure on myself growing up where I didn't understand how much of the value and the special part of life is being able to experience not just joy, not just peace, but again, to understand the true experience of what life offers you. Life can be so shitty where it makes you question if you're even deserving of the good things that you actually have always deserved your entire life. I think this episode is an ode to myself, is an ode to the last 365 days I even have gone through myself. I've been under 2 to 3 different jobs, in and out of relationships, in and out of situationships, in and out of pain, in and out of joy. And out of every single part of the last 365 days, I gained clarity within myself. I had this victim complex for such a long time because it was offered to me basically on a hand where I had to basically be fed from. And this year, I tell myself no more, no more becoming a victim. What 21 looks like for me is, even though I'm legally able to drink, being able to understand how I can be able to be sober for myself. Even though I can go get a lottery ticket from the gas station, I still have to find a way to get past certain milestones of emotional needs as well. 21 looks like going to therapy again. 21 looks like being back on my meds again. 21 looks like being able to fall back in love with my singleness and my singlehood and not to be reactive towards things that don't even deserve my time. But I do want to have a good focus on the title of this episode, and it's called Escaping the Loser's Game. I used to play sports, and ever since I played sports, I understood how important it was to be with a team, being able to be cohesive as a team where everything could work out. We had a practice called three-man weave, where anytime you pass the ball, you run as fast as possible behind the person all the way to the goal. And the most important part of that entire game or that entire practice is being able to be fast enough and being able to understand how quick you need to be to get all the way from baseline to baseline, but then also using your mind and your efforts to push the ball to the next person. For me, I had to center myself towards the conversation of enjoying not just the marathon from practice to practice, but the marathon of being able to work with a team. Now, from going from a team of a starter five to going from graduating high school, from being just a team of one, where you're mainly responsible for bills and you're mainly responsible for showing up to work on time, I had to, again, remind myself of now, since it's a point for me to be able to focus now on myself, I have to still understand that there is a marathon still to life. There is not just a full sprint. It's a true pace of being able to focus on what my needs look like now. If I don't win the quarter, that doesn't mean that I lose the entire game. That means that now I have to be able to push harder for actually winning the next quarter and winning the next half or winning the next entire season. And that entire season for me is 365 days. So for you, I would advise you to not just look at your life from a year standpoint, but from a quarter standpoint. One quarter doesn't dictate the entire game. One quarter doesn't dictate your entire life. One day, one night, one week, it doesn't dictate you. What dictates you is being able to not face what's actually limiting you, or what can hold you back is exactly the same thing of not being able to face, not being able to be honest with yourself, And I think sometimes it can be very hurtful when you're not a team player with yourself and all of the little versions of you. Because again, after high school, I didn't know that it was a team of me inside of me that I had to work through. There's little me, there's teenager me now, and then now there's adult me. And of course, physically, I am the adult, but I still am a child to even grasping of what an adult looks like. I would say my higher power will give me another day, give me another minute, give me another quarter, give me another season. And the bigger that I connected to my faith and the bigger that I connected to where I needed to actually go was one of the most important things of my life. Being able to crack open my Bible and have so much deep, deep, deep love for the comfort that that provides for me. Every person, of course, has their different forms of how they operate with beliefs and higher powers. But I will always advise the better way to know yourself and the better way to know every single version of you is to have a meeting with yourself and have a meeting with everything that you're doing. Because even though, of course, your adult you is here, you might be acting like child you. And even though teenage you might be in your present body, you might want to act grown even though you're not even at the age of 21 yet. There's multiple different versions of you that has gone through so many different things. And I ask for myself and I ask for the listener to be more kinder to the version of you of where you are today. Being able to self-identify where you are mentally, emotionally, whether that's young or old, is better for you because there's 45-year-olds right now that don't even know themselves or don't even know who they are presenting themselves as today. Another pointer I do want to make is life is literally a video game. Now, I have a lot of privilege to say that. Not everybody on the globe could say something like that because it comes with the fact that I have a choice and I have a privilege of a choice. What I've understood from 18 to 21 is that what you choose to be your priority will become your priority. And what you don't choose as your priority will become something that's not an asset to you. It will become a liability. From my point of view, I've made so many different things a priority that didn't even deserve my time. I've made so many different things that weren't a priority become a liability. And it made me become a person that focused more on my liabilities than my actual assets. And when you lose your assets, you lose bigger parts of not even just responsibility, but you lose the tangible things or even the emotional things that you're supposed to have. You have a bigger loss losing your assets than losing your liabilities. I would say whenever I have to choose and realize that life is a game, it's all because of how many people are too scared to not make a next step. People always say, oh, people are too scared. I'm not understanding what. No, it's that people don't know how to even understand what a next step could look like. For me, a next step for me would be able to get my own car again. That's an asset that I lost, you know? Or a big thing for me is being able to go back to therapy in a way where it's consistent. And that's something that I don't want to lose. What a liability looks like for me is speaking to my ex and going back into the limbo of how toxic we used to be. Liability for me is reminiscing on things that I had no control over when it came down to decisions with my job, with school, or anything else for that matter. Being able to waste your time thinking about things that don't matter, being able to focus your time on things that don't even think about you anymore will forever hinder you. And again, going back to my point about the fact that people don't know is that people don't know how important it is to have full consent and full choice about everything that you do. People feel like everything is just the rat race, because it is partially, but then also there's free time where you don't even just have the space to advance, but you have the time to reflect. And I think a lot of the time when we don't know how to approach something is because we aren't reflecting within ourselves. Again, back to the main point of what I was saying earlier. You have to get to know 6-year-old you. You have to get to know 18-year-old you to even get to the point of where I am now for being able to be 21. It is a blessing to be 21 and not be out on the street or to be dead or to be going through anything that I know I've seen people my age go through. Third thing, not just portraying what I know, but being able to create a routine in a space that knows it's mine. And then also not just a space, not just an environment, but being able to grow into a person that knows I'm secure, that knows that my assets are stronger than my liabilities, that knows that I can be able to be attentive to catch the fact that I'm acting like 6-year-old me right now, or catch the fact that I'm acting like 12-year-old me right now. A lot of this entire episode has been focused on the fact that a lot of people are losing because they don't know that they're in the losing part of the game. When you aren't in a space of awareness, when you aren't in a space of self-reflection, I feel like that's exactly where I'm at right now, because I don't have my huge assets of therapy or my huge assets of medication or my huge assets of a car. You question the liabilities that are in front of you that don't fulfill what you actually have always needed. You question yourself. You question what is important to you. You question the things that are actually distractions, like I said, liabilities. And that's a huge cycle that I know I get into because I overthink. I make it where everything that happened to me has to be centered in pain or centered in confusion or centered in not understanding myself. But I can't do that anymore. I don't know if my prefrontal cortex, vortex, whatever is growing, but I don't want to waste my time anymore. I don't want to reminisce over somebody that actively didn't choose me in a relationship. I don't want to reminisce over the fact that somebody doesn't care for me. I don't want to reminisce over the fact that I have mom issues. I want to be able to be attentive to every single version of myself and be able to not just heal, not just look, not just care, but to be able to hug all of these different versions of myself and go back into one. Because the biggest asset of mine, not even just therapy, not even just meds, not even just getting a tangible car, but it's to truly know myself and have control within being able to know myself. That's the most attractive thing for me right now. Being able to select a certain friend group, being able to select a certain family, being able to select a certain church home, and being able to be attentive to needs bigger than just my own. And when I get to that point, that means that I can elevate. I can elevate bigger than just my own situation. At the end of the day, today has been a huge reflection of understanding pivoting. This last entire week, I expected to go get my hair done, had to cancel because I wanted to show up for my friend, you know? And then also being able to let go of the identity of who I was before. The reason why I struggled so much with losing so often in my game of life was because I used to reminisce, or I used to subconsciously act like my mother or my father, not even realizing that I am the program, I am the game, I am the person that can snap myself out of it in an instant and be able to grow forward from moving past any of my issues. Being able to hone in on boundaries, being able to hone in on my love for myself, being able to not just hold myself accountable, but change the behavior after anytime I'm being held accountable. That's what 21 looks like for me. And I get the whole instant all the time about, oh, you act older than your age. Oh, you act older than your age. I find that as a compliment, but I also find it as a little disrespectful because where I am at now doesn't need to be rushed. It's not rushed. I was just talking to my dad about the fact that I am just 21. I'm 21, I'm not pregnant. I'm 21, I'm not doing crazy, crazy drugs, you know? I'm 21, finally about to have a little drink, you know, after I finish this episode and have a time to myself. And what does that mean for me? That means that I'm actually actively choosing myself. I'm choosing what it looks like for me to actually have an okay time or to have an okay love for myself. I'm very happy I took myself a little out of my comfort zone and dived myself back into what I love, and it's podcasting. I want to say thank you to everyone that still takes the time to listen. And I would just say expect more episodes from me. I'm able to show up more for myself, so that means that I'm able to pay attention to the love of this and the love of what I need to pay most attention to. So again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And go ahead and give a follow to the Behavioral Blueprint Pod on Instagram. And if you're listening to this on YouTube at all, go ahead and give us a subscribe and like our video as well. That means a lot during our process. And follow me on Instagram. My Instagram at is Life by Solana. And if you want to think about following me on TikTok, my name is Solana Newton. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. And spend your next 365 days, whether you're listening to this on your birthday, like me, or just taking time to just listen. Make sure to have the next 365 days become asset worthy and not liability worthy. I love you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and bye.